Hey, good morning. 6:39, Brock Hunter. What's up? What's up? Swing, 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 swing. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Don't forget to join us coming up around 8:30. We're going to have Coach's 12 beers of Christmas, day number four. Oh, you missed out yesterday, bitch.
No, what'd you get? What'd you
get? We had this amazing beer from Alaskan Brewing Company along with the smokehouse sampler.
Oh, yeah.
I got all the meat yesterday.
Yeah, you do. You
all
love,
of it.
You love meat.
Just in my mouth.
Yeah, you love it in your mouth. You know, I'm glad I wasn't here yesterday.
Didn't even chew it.
Right. You just, wow, God, man.
Right in the throat.
Right.
God, what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You know, I had a nice...
You're the one gobbling up a bunch of meat.
I had a nice family value show yesterday, and then you come in here...
and ruin it.
Just ruin it.
That's what I do. That's why you guys hired me, right?
That's right. To ruin everything.
So we're going to have a good show here, right?
Nope.
So everybody here on the show is going to do well. They're going to be focused. They're going to be motivated. Nope. Hunter, we need you to come here and just absolutely ruin everything.
That's right, everything. You know, the best part was yesterday, Kiki's like, why is Hunter's seat so low? I said that so he can better angle to kick his feet up.
Feet up, absolutely.
Dave, big man, boss man. Uh-huh. Last night we were talking, and I was telling, because Kiki filled in for you yesterday, and Dave's like, how'd everything go this morning? I said, oh, yeah, Kiki did great. Well, she hit her elbow twice on the desk. She goes, well, it's because the chair's so low. And Dave's like, well, that's so Hunter can have his feet up. So our GM was like, oh, yeah, he knows.
I just kind of know now.
But we've just accepted it.
Hey, you know what? I don't know what I was going to say, but, you know, I love kicking my feet up. It's a nice thing. You know what? It's a good, relaxed radio show.
That's what
it is. You know, you want to be comfortable.
That's it. Gosh, you're just the worst.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Well, go ahead, put your feet up. I'll take care of this. Some rock news quick hits. The fifth leg of Slayer, their final world tour, which starts May 2nd in Phoenix, will cover areas missed during the year's second leg. Lamb of God, Cannibal Corpse will support.
Nice.
Episode, dude, that's a heavy show.
You know what's
man.
Funny? Slayer, I was listening to, what was it? God Hates Us All?
Yeah.
I was listening to Bloodline and Warzone the other day. Good. Oh, my God. Well, it's so good.
Seeing as how Lamb of God is the lightest of those three bands.
Right.
Like, that's insane.
They're the churchy
yeah, like
part of the group.
We're going to slow things down a little bit for you. Right. Lamb of God, everybody. they also, episode 3 of the video interview series Slayer Looks Back on 37 Years was posted on YouTube today. You can check that out as well. The surviving Buzzcocks have endorsed, a fan campaign to reissue the band's British hit, Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't, as a tribute to frontman Pete Shelley, who died of a heart attack last week at the age of 63. The fans hope to buy enough copies to boost the song to number one in the UK in his honor. Nice way to honor the guy, right there. Lastly, is that indefinite hiatus, 6 a.m., has been on since last winter, about to come to an end. I don't know if you know this or not, but Nikki Sixx kind of alluded to the fact that he was pretty much done. 6 a.m., pretty much on a hiatus.
Yeah.
Not seeing a chance of it coming back. And I don't think it was anything bad. The guy's 63, I think, or something like that.
He's not doing the radio show anymore.
Not doing the radio show anymore. You know, Motley Crue, they aren't able to tour or anything like that. Anyway. Well, it looks like the end of that hiatus may be here. If you believe a tweet from Nikki Sixx that says they're about to shoot a video, that's all the information he's giving. But that counts as, I think, a hiatus ender to most people. In the same update, Sixx also revealed that he, Tommy Lee, and producer Bob Rocks mixed some of Motley Crue's music for the Dirt movie that is going to be out soon. They did that over the weekend.
Cool.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. You know what, bands? Just if you don't say anything. All right? Don't tell us you're retiring. Don't tell us you're done. Don't tell us you're going on your farewell tour. I'm tired of it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
You know, I do like it when they just come out with a random album like that. You know, we did that recently. It worked out perfectly. Eminem.
Yeah.
He just dropped it like a whole album on like one random morning. Just boom, came out with it.
It was
like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. If I were in a band, that's what I would do.
Yeah. And so you don't end up like Kiss on their 12th farewell tour.
We're doing another farewell tour.
The Rolling Stones. No, really, this is the it. This is it. We're done.
That's pretty good.
That was my accent. Anyway, that's your rock news. We'll be back.